T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
Talk about a little bit of anything and everything. In fact, I said last week, you can tell, though, the sports talk radio shows that don't know how to talk about a certain sport, right? Because all they do is bag that sport. Oh, baseball's numbers are dying. Why? No, they're not. But it's an easy story to bring up if you can't talk baseball, right? Last week, we had two massive events in two sports that I really enjoy talking about. Lonzo, did you know that NASCAR's All-Star race was this weekend?
Yeah, I saw some people complaining about how they came up with who's an All-Star. So that's the only reason why.
But you didn't, like, you knew about it. When did you hear that? Over the weekend?
Probably like Friday or something.
Yeah, it got to be about Friday. And I consider myself a NASCAR fan. Now, I will acknowledge that I am not the most hardcore NASCAR fan. That's not even true. I really am a big NASCAR fan. But you have to recognize that for this show, I have X amount of hours in a week to watch sports and be able to come on the air. And we have the NHL playoffs. We have the NBA playoffs. We have Major League Baseball, which I host the nationally syndicated show on Saturdays from 1 to 5 called Bet for the Cycle on the BetQL Network. So I got to watch plenty of baseball to be ready for that. I have limited time to watch sports, unfortunately. And while I do love NASCAR, like, it basically, I can dedicate a couple of hours on race day. And that's really it, right? Now, 3 weeks from now, when the NBA Finals are playing once every 3 days, when we get to the conference finals of Lord Stanley's Cup and the games are more spread out, I'll have a little more time to pick up on some NASCAR, whatever. But I realized Friday, I had not heard a single person talking about NASCAR's All-Star race. Why? And I was very curious about that. And I came up with a few conclusions. Number one, it's irrelevant, right? Like, it's largely irrelevant. It doesn't really have a huge impact on the season. Basically, those guys are racing for a fat paycheck and not much else, right? It doesn't impact the points. It doesn't impact the final standings. These guys are effectively racing for a paycheck, which is super nice for them, but it doesn't impact us at all, right? Like, if regardless of who wins that NASCAR All-Star race, they get a check for $1 million, how does it impact me? Rob Brown, NASCAR fan, how does it impact me? It doesn't.
You make it sound like, why would you even want to do that?
It's a lot of money,
so, you know.
If I'm then, in fact, it may even be good racing, right? It may even be good racing because they're racing for a flat check of $1 million or whatever. I don't know what the actual prize is, but they're racing for a flat check of $1 million. That's pretty good. Don't hate that for you. But I'm sitting there yesterday afternoon and I get done golfing. I get back to the house. Now, and for the record, while we're out there golfing, the Braves and Marlins are playing. I've got that on my phone. I've got my watch set to ding anytime there's an NHL goal or a home run in baseball or whatever's going on in the world. I've got my phone to give me scores, whatever. I get home. I'm finished golfing. I'm sitting on the couch with the lady friend. I'm watching White Sox Yankees last night because I'm waiting to see if Tim Anderson and Josh Donaldson are going to get into a fist fight. Talk about that story in the next hour. And across the bottom of the little ticker comes NASCAR All-Star Race results. Ryan Blaney wins NASCAR All-Star Race Open, or whatever they called it. And I was like, wait, what? Oh, yeah, dang, that's tonight. I forgot that was today. Dude, it is my job to not forget that things like that are today. And I forgot it was today. Yesterday. But today. You get what I'm saying? By the way, it is $1 million. Blaney fended off Denny Hamlin and Austin Cindric to win the $1 million. There's no points attached to this race. There's no season ramifications to this race. Nothing changes about this race at all. That's why nobody talks about it, right? We talk about things that impact us as fans. NASCAR races where there are points in play change the season, impact our driver's ability to win a title. Next Sunday, the boys are racing up in Charlotte on Sunday, Coca-Cola 600. I will be there. Can't wait. Why am I willing to drive 2.5 hours to Charlotte Motor Speedway Speedway to watch 600 miles of NASCAR racing, the longest race on the circuit, a race that's going to take 4 to 4.5 hours, and then drive back afterwards. Why? Because that race has a lot to do with the season and how it shapes up, right? I am willing to drive 2.5 hours to Charlotte. I was not willing to cancel a round of golf and stay home to watch the All-Star race. Didn't impact. Didn't matter. This is the same big problem that golf has. Golf had its PGA Championship this weekend. It's the fourth major. It's one of the four biggest tournaments of the year. And it got talked about, Lonzo. Tiger Woods.
Because Tiger had to withdraw.
Yep. And by the way, yesterday came down to a remarkable finish in the PGA Championship. You had a guy carry a lead on an 18 and then double bogey his way out of a playoff to win it. Will Zalatoris, who popped up on the scene looking like the caddy from Happy Gilmore at the Masters 2 years ago, has not found a win since then, off the top of my head that I remember. I could be wrong. Gets into a playoff with Justin Thomas, and Thomas beats him in a three-hole playoff. Spectacular finish to that golf tournament. Nobody talked about it. Why? Because golf made the mistake I've been telling golf not to do for years. If you want golf to get there, and I do, if you want golf to get there, you need to create a reason why people like me can attach themselves to golfers. And there's a few I have. Dustin, I'm a big DJ guy now. Do you know why I'm a big DJ guy? Because Dustin Johnson is a party animal who segued into golf. DJ's a guy that at the Ryder Cup, when the Americans went out there and smoked the Europeans, DJ got asked, can you still outdrink the young man on this team? And DJ, in one of the GOAT press conference answers of all time, said, oh, bleep, yeah. Give me reasons to attach myself to guys. We all attached ourselves to Tiger in his prime because we all wanted to pretend like we could see a little of ourselves in Tiger, right? Because Tiger was the mold of was the lump of moldable clay. If you saw Tiger as the elite winner who was not fazed by anything, that was the Tiger you got. If you saw Tiger as the, you know, the playboy with the $1 million smile, that was the Tiger you got. If you saw Tiger as the marketing genius, that was the Tiger. We all saw ourselves to some degree in Tiger. Who's that on the tour now? Is that on the tour now? Is there a guy that stands out with you? There is one for Lonzo that I know of. Our man with the mullet. Who is it? Cameron Smith. The man with the mullet is Lonzo's guy because he's got great hair. And that was before. Who was it that had long
Fleetwood.
Hair?
Fleetwood.
Yeah, before Tommy Fleetwood hacked off his locks and upset Lonzo, right? But Lonzo had a reason to connect to a guy. They had the same hair. I connect with DJ because DJ's a party animal that also likes some golf. That's me. My man Zach checks in. He says, John Daly. You damn right. JD got asked, how is it that you're out there? They go, shouldn't you be taking care of yourself? And JD goes, I'd like to hit the gym more, but they don't let me smoke in there. But that's why I drink Miller Lights, because it has the fewest calories of any beer, and I'm trying to take care of myself. I feel you, JD. I feel you, my guy, right? I connect with guys like that, but they also have to compete. By the way, Saturday tuned into the PGA Championship because John Daly was inside the top five to end Friday. Yes, Santa. JD, golf has not gone out of its way to create golfers with personality and uniqueness that we can connect to and attach ourselves to that make us want to pull for and watch them. And so when LT Gray dropped out of the PGA Championship this weekend, that was the only story. Fix it, golf, or have more weekends like this where one of your biggest four tournaments of the year goes untalked about by guys like me, who, by the way, are a golf fan. I promise you I can talk better golf than probably anybody that's been on this station before or is now, all right? It's not a shot. I'm just a golf guy. I had zero reason to talk about the PGA Championship last week in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You put it on a course nobody knows, in a place nobody cares about, and you've given us nothing to build up golfers the last couple of years. Only the hardcore stay around.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.